The number that sets your mortgage hit a 2007 high. It is not the Fed's rate. The Federal Reserve held its interest rate steady this week, and the borrowing cost that actually shapes your mortgage went the other way, hitting its highest level since 2007. The gap between those two facts is one of the most useful things to understand about how interest rates reach your life. The simple version. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve held its benchmark interest rate steady at a range of 3.50% to 3.75%. The same day, the yield on the 30-year Treasury bond rose to 5.20%, its highest level since 2007, and the 10-year Treasury yield rose to 4.67%, its highest in more than a year. That is the puzzle worth understanding. The Fed did nothing to its rate, and long-term borrowing costs rose anyway. The reason is that the Fed does not set those long-term rates. The bond market does, and the two can move in opposite directions on the same day. The one that sets your mortgage is the market one. The numbers. The Federal Reserve held its benchmark rate at 3.50% to 3.75% on Wednesday, in a 9-3 vote, with three officials dissenting because they wanted to raise rates. Federal Reserve, FOMC statement, July 29, 2026. The 30-year Treasury yield rose to 5.20% on Wednesday from 5.09% on Tuesday, a jump of about 11 basis points, and reached 5.21% on Thursday. U.S. Treasury, daily Treasury par yield curve rates. That is the highest the 30-year yield has been since July 2007, roughly 19 years U.S. Treasury, daily Treasury par yield curve rates. In the entire stretch from 2008 through 2025, the 30-year yield never once closed at or above 5.20%. Its highest reading in those 18 years was 5.11% in October 2023 U.S. Treasury, daily Treasury par yield curve rates. The 10-year Treasury yield rose to 4.67% from 4.61%, about 6 basis points, and reached 4.68% on Thursday U.S. Treasury. The 2-year Treasury yield fell to 4.22% from 4.26%, moving in the opposite direction from the long end on the same day U.S. Treasury. The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate rose to 6.66%. up from 6.58% a week earlier, and the highest since July 2025 Freddie Mac Primary Mortgage Market Survey, July 30, 2026. A basis point is 1/100th of a percentage point, and bond yields rise when bond prices fall. Definition. Why the Fed's rate and your mortgage are two different numbers. The Federal Reserve sets one specific interest rate, the overnight rate banks charge each other, called the federal funds rate. That rate drives short-term borrowing, including credit card rates. It is the short end of the market. Long-term borrowing works differently. The interest rate on a 30-year mortgage is shaped by the bond market, where investors buy and sell government debt every day. Those investors demand a yield based on what they expect over years, including future inflation and the supply of government bonds. This week made the split visible. The Fed held the short end steady, and the long end climbed anyway. The 2-year yield actually fell while the 30-year jumped on the same day because two different forces set them. The hold itself carried a hawkish message, which is part of why long yields rose. Holding rates while three officials publicly wanted to raise them signals a committee more worried about inflation than about growth. Inflation is what long-term bond investors most fear, because it erodes the value of a payment they will not receive for years or decades. The Fed's own statement named the pressure. It described inflation as elevated relative to its 2% goal, pointing to supply shocks that have raised prices in certain sectors, including energy, alongside elevated uncertainty tied in part to the conflict in the Middle East. The real cost lends on 30-year money. This is where the abstract yield becomes a number in your life, because the 30-year mortgage tracks these long-term rates rather than the Fed's. Every assumption here is stated. The average 30-year mortgage rate is 6.66%, up from 5.98% in late February, which was the low point of 2026 so far Freddie Mac Primary Mortgage Market Survey. On a $300,000 loan, the principal and interest payment at 5.98% is about $1,795 a month. At 6.66%, it is about $1,928 a month assumption. $300,000 loan, 30-year fixed, principal and interest only, no taxes or insurance. That is about $133 more a month, roughly $1,600 a year, and about $47,900 over the full 30 years for the identical house at the identical price. In the week the Fed left its benchmark rate untouched, the average 30-year mortgage still rose from 6.58% to 6.66%, which is the clearest short demonstration that these are not the same lever. That is the practical payoff of knowing which number to watch. If you are following the Fed to guess where mortgage rates are heading, you are watching the wrong screen. The 10-year Treasury yield is the closer match for home loans, and the Treasury publishes it every day for free. The Fed held its rate, and the average mortgage got more expensive the same week. The bond market, not the Fed, sets 30-year money. What this means? The lesson that outlasts this week is that there is no single interest rate. There is a short end the Fed controls, which drives credit cards and other short-term debt, and a long end the bond market controls, which drives mortgages. They usually move together, which is why people conflate them, but weeks like this one pull them apart. For a household, the move is to match the rate you care about to the number that sets it. If the worry is a credit card balance, the Fed is the right thing to watch. If the worry is a mortgage rate, the 10-year Treasury yield and the forces behind it are the better guide. What this is not? This is not a prediction of Treasury yields, mortgage rates, or the Fed's future decisions. This is not advice about buying a home, taking out or refinancing a mortgage, or timing any rate decision, and it is not advice to buy, sell, or hold bonds or any security. This is not a claim that the Fed's hold was right or wrong, which this article takes no position on. The mortgage figures are national averages from Freddie Mac and individual rates vary. The payment example is an illustration with stated assumptions, not a quote. This is not investment or financial advice of any kind. Sources: Federal Reserve, FOMC Statement, July 29, 2026, https://www.federalreserve.gov/news-events/press-releases/monetary-20,260,729/AHTM. U.S. Department of the Treasury, Daily Treasury Par Yield Curve Rates, https://home-treasury-gov/resource-center/data-chart-center/interest-rates/. Freddie Mac Primary Mortgage Market Survey, https://www.fredamac.com/PMMS.